Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tough Third Egg Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Green comments for today, Friday, October 28th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2¾ cents at 679.5, December wheat down 8 cents at 830.5, and November beans down 6¾ cents at 1386¾. We did have a few sales here this morning, 126,000 metric tons of beans to China, 198,000 metric tons of beans to Spain, so a little bit of business there. The commercials, you know, in a lot of spots on the river have stopped buying any corn or beans out here because of the low river levels. We know that the low river levels, the strong dollar and harvest pressure, starting to see some grain back up. And in the meantime, every day that goes by, gives the Brazilians another chance to try to grab some business out here. Looks like the Brazilians got two loads of beans from China. So, you know, they're still in the ball game, and they'll continue to be in the game here. Once they get their crops, which look absolutely huge, you know, it's going to be a problem for the U.S. out here. So in the meantime, we've got rains in the western half of the U.S. over the next couple of days. Nothing real heavy. A couple places will get 1 to 3 inches of rain, but mostly, you know, 1/4-1/2 inch kind of rains. So it'll be a little bit of a help out here. There was a comment out that Mexico is looking to cut U.S. imports of corn by 50% next year. They're going to go back to a non-GMO type thing, and that could be a problem. They're looking to get corn from Europe. Let's see what else. We haven't seen any more discussions on the Russian-Ukraine export corridor deal. The UN's made two comments about the deal. Looks like it can get done. The Russians have made two comments saying, not so fast. We've got a lot of problems out here. So I don't know. It certainly looks like the Russians are getting their backside handed to them in this war. It's just a ragtag army. You wouldn't think that Russia would be in such bad shape out there. And, the, you know, the closer it gets to the winter, you know, I think they're going to have more and more problems out there. So at any rate, you know, what's Putin going to do when his back is up against the wall? Nobody knows. And that's why there's just, we're kind of range stuck in these grains. The corn's in a 50-cent range. The beans are in about a 60-70-cent range. We can't break out either way. This morning, we've got the dollar up again, just 10 ticks. Crude oil is down 123 near its lows. The stock market, the S&P looks like it'll be just a steady to a touch lower. The Dow up 140 right now. So overall, I still think that we've got the metals sharply lower here. Gold down 18, silver down 26 cents. You know, I just think some of these outside markets are going to weigh on the grains here today. I think the river situation is going to weigh on them. I don't see anything particularly positive out here. And with pre-harvest pressure, I think we're going to wind up lower here today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.